Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today will be a rainy one. Showers and a possible thunderstorm later this afternoon are in store for the listening area. The high temperature may reach 59 degrees. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. with continued rain overnight, a low around 55 degrees. And on Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 65. And in the news, today is Indigenous Peoples Day, a holiday that celebrates and honors Native American peoples and commemorates their histories and cultures. On October 8, 2021, U.S. President Joe Biden, the first president to formally recognize the holiday, signed a presidential proclamation declaring October 11th to be a national holiday. In Wisconsin, we recognize and honor 12 sovereign nations: Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa; Brothertown Indian Nation; Forest County Potawatomi Community; Ho-Chunk Nation; Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians; Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians; Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin; Oneida Nation of Wisconsin; Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians; Sacogan Chippewa Community; and Croy Chippewa Community. Wisconsin's tribes are still dealing with generations of trauma, ongoing discrimination, and the resulting economic challenges while working to protect the state's natural resources. John Johnson, senior president of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, said at the 2021 State of the Tribes address to the Wisconsin legislature in May. Johnson spoke to a joint session of both chambers: Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Attorney General Josh Call, and four members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The annual address is meant to be an opportunity for Wisconsin's tribal governments to share the challenges they face while urging the state government to consider how Native Americans will be affected by its actions. That, according to a Wisconsin Examiner report of Johnson's address at the time. When we call for a meaningful consultation with the state government, we seek to achieve more efficient, effective use of taxpayers' dollars to protect and benefit what we love about our state and our nations, Johnson said. For all of us to collaborate to create a prosperous future for all, we must continue to work together. We must find common ground that overcomes historic wrongs, race, culture, traditions, and history, he said. Wisconsin's reservations are some of the poorest parts of the state and concentrated in parts of northern Wisconsin that have been particularly affected by the opioid crisis, Johnson said. Many of the tribal reservations have also been harmed by COVID-19 and its effects on the tourism economy. Being that the tribes are sovereign, they don't have the same revenue streams as other local governments. Johnson defended the harvesting and hunting rights the state's tribes retain in their treaties with the federal government, saying the tribes catch a fraction of the walleye that are caught each year, yet are blamed for shrinking populations and subject to harassment for exercising their rights. Johnson unequivocally opposed the construction of mines in the region, saying the short-term economic gain is outweighed by the long-term effects and poisoning of the state's water systems. That again from the Examiner's report. Finally, Johnson addressed the historical and ongoing racism faced by Native Americans and said that the trauma caused by generational discrimination has reverberated throughout their communities. He asked for greater access to mental and behavioral health services while pushing for changes to ongoing sources of pain, such as the use of Native American images as mascots for Wisconsin schools, Johnson said during the State of the Tribes address in May of 2021. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.